From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. NATO's Secretary General says the United States has a strategic interest in strong, stable Europe. Speaking in Brussels, Jens Stoltenberg said a strong transatlantic bond was required to face the global challenges of extremism and cyber attacks.
A stronger, safer, and more prosperous Europe means a stronger, safer, and more prosperous United States. This is an essential lesson of 20th century history, and we should not forget it.
President-elect Donald Trump spoke with Stoltenberg by phone Friday. The military alliances, both leaders agree that progress has been made by assuring member countries are sharing the defense burden, but there is more to do. During the campaign, Trump suggested that the U.S. might abandon its NATO treaty commitments and pull out of the alliance if other countries don't contribute more. President Barack Obama is on the final leg of his last foreign trip to Lima, Peru's capital, where he will try to reassure U.S. allies in the Asia-Pacific region following the election of Donald Trump. The president focused on Asia and the Pacific, calling it a pivot or an Asia rebalance, the cornerstone of his foreign policy that could change substantially after he leaves office in January. The president and his free trade allies have pushed hard for years to put the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement, or TPP, into action. The official Saudi press agency says a Saudi-led military coalition has declared a 48-hour ceasefire in Yemen. The truce is set to begin noon Saturday. The coalition said in a statement the truce would be extended if the Houthi rebels allow humanitarian aid deliveries to besieged cities. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says the Zika virus no longer poses a world public health emergency, but stressed the need for a long-term response to the mosquito-borne disease. Dr. David Hyman is the chairman of the WHO's Emergency Committee on Zika.
The Zika virus and associated complications remain a significant and an enduring public health challenge requiring intense action within WHO, but it no longer represents a public health emergency of international concern.
Brazil, which has seen the worst of the Zika virus, said Friday it would maintain its emergency status. More than 2,000 babies have been born with microcephaly since last year, most of them in Brazil. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur, Saturday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Najib Razak after his alleged involvement in a multi-billion-dollar misappropriation scandal. The yellow shirt protesters of the pro-democracy group BRC were chanting power. Many are banging on drums. A heavy presence of riot police was seen on the streets as the main roads leading in the city center were closed off, blocking protesters from gathering there as planned. Seoul is bracing for its fourth straight weekend rally, demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. The investigation into a multi-million-dollar influence peddling scheme, allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend, shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader. It has left her increasingly isolated and powerless. Not everyone thinks she should step down, though. Thousands of people gathered at a Seoul station Saturday to protest Park's resignation. The president of the group of people who love Park said it is absurd to make the president step down due to ridiculous rumors, distortion of facts, and false news reports when there is law. Prosecutors plan to formally charge Park's friend, allegedly behind the corruption scandal. They're also seeking to question her in the next few days. U.S. officials say the California drought has significantly increased the number of dead trees in the state, which in turn increases the risk of wildfires. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack called on Congress to spend more money on forestry management, which he urged could reduce the amount needed to fight fires. California officials argue that the dead trees help to spread fires more quickly. And Haiti is ahead with its rescheduled national elections this Sunday. Voting was delayed after Hurricane Matthew ravaged the state. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.